Crossbreed Holster Studios. 10 years on the air
and 10 years on target. This is Armed American Radio.
You know, the right to bear arms is because that's the last form of defense against tyranny.
We're making the Second Amendment great again.
I am a very strong supporter of the Second Amendment.
Educating, informing, and entertaining responsibly armed citizens from coast to coast. Here is your host of Armed American Radio, Mark Walters.
Armed American Radio's Monster Cast from the Crossbreed Holster Studios. Hour two begins right now. This is going to be a fun hour. How'd you like the first hour with Alan Gottlieb? Isn't he wonderful? I got to be honest with you, man. I've known Alan a long time, And I know how important Alan Gottlieb is to our movement to defend against the attacks. And that's important. That's an important distinction. Defending against the attacks that come after our gun rights. You heard him say, and I got provocative with him in the last segment. I'll go there in just a second. I want to continue that theme in this segment while I have some time before Patricia Huff joins me here in the Armed American Radio Studios, which are the daytime studios, the daily show, gunbroker.com studios. You got to love this, man. You just, oh gosh, some great people out there working with us, some great people. I hope you're supporting them. But there's a distinction there because we're the ones that are being attacked. It ain't the other way around. We're not trying to change anything in America. We're not trying to change the political system. We're not trying to destroy the culture that has built the greatest country in the history of mankind and the economy and our political whims and our cult. We're not the ones trying to destroy it. We're defending against it. And that distinction is critical as we fight to defend our right to bear arms. Do we have to go on offense with this? Yeah, we're having to play both sides of the ball at the same time. We have to get aggressive. How do you do that, right? You got to get aggressive. Sean was just asking me, how do you do that? You got to get aggressive on offense as you're continually playing defense. We've got to play both sides. It's that simple. Think about it. They don't have to defend anything. We're not attacking them. They're attacking us. They're 100% on offense. Put that in perspective. The other side, the gun grabber side, is throwing money. They're using the media to do it. They're using Hollywood to do it. They're using our institutes of higher learning to do it. So we've got this massive attack coming at us, and we're the ones having to defend and deflect, and we're doing a damn good job. And Alan Gottlieb is the guy who, frankly, is at the tip of the spear, who's leading that charge in courtrooms across the country. But it's not just courtrooms. Alan is a moral leader. He is the guy that stands up and tells everybody, no, that's not going to fly. We're going to put a release out on that. We're going to attack that from this angle. That's why that gun rights policy conference was so huge. And listen, when you hear him on the program, understand who you're listening to. You are listening to 40 years of wisdom that just we you know, there's nobody else out there like him. I hope you appreciate his segments on this show. Now, let me go a little bit deeper. I'm setting that up for you if you're just joining me for this hour. I asked Alan Gottlieb, the founder of the Second Amendment Foundation, a difficult question at the very end of the final segment in the last hour. And that was really how bad can it get? How bad can it really get? When we're with all this talk and all this hype from the very dangerous rhetoric from the left about confiscating our guns. And I asked him specifically, are we at a point in America where the other political party, and I'm referring to the Democrats now, and Democrat gun owners, y'all got to do something about this. I know there's a lot of you out there that love your firearms freedoms. I know you're out there. I've spoken to many of you. We give you time at the Gun Rights Policy Conference as liberal gun owners to stand up and speak. But listen, I'm not the one. It's your party that's got the problem here, not mine and not me. I don't have to deal with that when I sleep. I sleep well at night. Okay, you've got to step up. You Democrats have got to step up if you love your gun rights, and you got to try to fix your party. It's your party that's broken and trying to destroy gun rights and come after them in America. And I asked Alan Gottlieb, do we have a party, a Democrat party now essentially, that has moved to a point where their political agenda is such that it entails disarming us? Now, and we go back in throughout human history, whenever a population has been disarmed, they've been abused. And I mean abuse, I mean slaughtered. Human history proves me correct. So I ask Alan a very tough, provocative question. Is there an American party now, a main party in America, whose agenda now depends on us being disarmed? And he said, unfortunately, yes. So that's a very frightening answer. And that leads me to something I covered with Stephen Gutowski. I did not know I was going to go here in this segment with you. Didn't know where I was going to go. That's what I love about this live show with you. Did not know. But that reminded me of what I covered during my daytime program, because Stephen Gutowski piece from the Free Beacon, he was unable to be here with us today, and that's okay. We'll bring him in the daytime show or maybe next week. What gun confiscation would look like. He wrote this for the Washington Examiner. Stephen, also the 2019 Gun Rights Defender of the Year Award winner, multiple award winner at Gun Rights Policy Conference. And he goes on to talk about what confiscation would look like in America. Could it even be accomplished? He says, so it's important to look at the reality of what such a proposal, meaning a phony buyback, which is confiscation, would actually require. Stephen goes on to remind us, we talked about it during the week, brilliantly written, but there are no official stats on how many guns we own. There are estimates, and some put that estimate at about 400 million. I believe that estimate is low. I believe the estimate is far higher than that. I believe it could be much, much higher than that. I believe it could be closer to a word that starts with a B. I mean, I look at how many guns I have in my safe. I'm one individual. This is a country of nearing 350 million people. And we have no idea. Which also leads me to say, if we were a problem with that many guns, you'd already know it. And the FBI crime stats prove me right and prove them wrong. Believe me, when you're supporting gun rights, you're right. They're wrong. Forget the hype you hear in the media. It's all tanked propaganda garbage. It's all bullet points. It's part of their agenda is to distort and lie. There are more guns here than there are people. Civilians own, Stephen, this is wonderful statistics, are fun to talk about. Civilians own 100 times as many guns as the military. 100 times as many guns as the military. Joe Biden, with his dangerous rhetoric, might want to consider that. Americans own so many guns, it amounts to 3 times all of the world's militaries combined. So you have no idea when you hear Beto O'Rourke run his trap, when you hear Joe Biden run his mouth, or Kamala Harris or Cory Booker or Eric Swalwell or any of the other Democrat socialists who are talking about this, that's the significance. That's the number of what we're talking about. So could you even get them? Stephen goes on to give us a breakdown, and he uses New Zealand as an example, a country that is halfway through their confiscation effort, which was supported by virtually every politician in the country, and about 1.5 million estimated AR-15s in that country, and under 20,000 of them seized, a compliance rate of less than 10%. What would that look like in America? Well, Stephen reminds us that it seems clear, not that you need reminding on this, but it seems clear that Americans would be far less willing to give up their guns than New Zealanders, and that's an understatement. That even if 90% compliance rate in the United States, those AR-15, the number of AR-15s out in the wild, would still outnumber every single police weaponry in the country combined. We would still have more with a 90% compliance rate. So think about that. I don't need to think about that. They need to think about that. And here's where he gets very provocative, and I'm going to quote him now from the piece. Of course, many Americans would never turn over their guns. Many would not surrender their guns during a mandatory buyback. Many wouldn't turn them over, even if you sent armed men to their homes to collect them. In the end, to get every AR-15, you would have to be willing to kill some gun owners. You would have to kill your fellow Americans to deny citizens their constitutional rights and accomplish what Beto O'Rourke says he wants. That's an inescapable truth. So I ask you this question as we move into the next few segments and have some fun when Patricia comes back. I want you to just think about this throughout the remainder of the program and later this evening when you go to bed and ponder it. Because that's what would have to happen. Nobody wants to discuss that. So when you hear Beto O'Rourke talk about that and you hear Kamala Harris talk about that or Cory Booker talk about that or Joe Biden talk about that or any other socialist discuss it, that's what they're talking about. And you have to believe that they know that would happen. Otherwise, they're just flat-out, bald-faced liars. You make up your own mind in that regard. I'm just throwing you the information. Patricia Huff joins me next here in the Armed American Radio, Crossbreed Holster, and GunBroker.com Daily Studios. Don't go away.
It's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. I'm Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. When someone says, we don't need that kind of gun, remind them the Founding Fathers determined what rights our Constitution should protect. There's a world of difference between rights and needs. It is not the function of government to tell us what we need or what we don't. Certainly no one needs an assault rifle or a Saturday Night Special, or for that matter, no one needs a Corvette with a high-capacity horsepower engine capable of speeds to 150 miles per hour. But in the hands of honest, responsible individuals, we have the right of choice. We have the right to read books others don't like. We have the right to listen to any radio program we choose. We have the right to dress the way we want to. We also have the right to own firearms of our choice. So the next time someone tells you, you don't need something, tell them it's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. Join the Second Amendment Foundation today so that this message and our Bill of Rights might live. Call 425-454-7012. That's 425-454-7012.
Tired of leather holsters not holding up to EDC? Wouldn't it be great if your holster fit multiple handguns? Let me tell you about 1791 Gun Leather. With 100% American heavy native steer hide, leather artisans handcraft distinctive 1791 Gun Leather into multi-fit IWB and OWB holsters. Order now and enjoy quality, versatility, and the pleasant leather aroma. Call 800-407-1791 or go to 1791gunleather.com for an affordable, distinctive holster that'll last a lifetime.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
Hi, it's Mark Walters, your host of Armed American Radio. If your company sells only the highest quality products and you're looking for a way to reach these listeners, you're talking to the right guy. Armed American Radio has a package available to fit every budget, from startup to the seasoned advertiser looking for that perfect way to reach this massive audience on roughly 250 stations in the top markets in the nation. We're everywhere, and the show continues to explode across the country after 10 years. Together, we can help you reach a highly engaged and extremely knowledgeable audience. To hear your brand on this huge radio program for less than you ever thought possible and to speak directly with me, reach out to CCW Broadcast Media LLC right away at mark@armedamericanradio.org, mark@armedamericanradio.org. And together, we'll bring your brand to Armed American Radio listeners and keep this powerful voice for gun rights on the airwaves. Again, to speak directly to me, reach out to me at mark@armedamericanradio.org. That's mark@armedamericanradio.org.
The finest safes in the world are made right here in the United States of America. At Vault Pro, made in the USA still means something. Don't be fooled by companies that sell cheap foreign-made safes. Owning a gun is one of our most sacred liberties, and with that liberty comes the responsibility to protect our guns with a secure safe. But we don't stop there. At Vault Pro, we also manufacture the highest quality vault doors, storm shelters, and safe rooms, custom built at your request. We employ high-tech CAD safe and vault door design to protect what's important to you from theft, fire, or weather. When protecting your guns, valuables, and family, invest in the best safes on the market. Vault Pro. Visit online today at vaultprousa.com. That's vaultprousa.com, and check out our entire line from the finest handgun safes to modular safe rooms. Vault Pro has you protected. AAR listeners, you'll never know what you might see at vaultprousa.com. Protect what's important to you with a Vault Pro safe. Vault Pro is a veteran-owned company, strong supporter of Armed American Radio, and the Second Amendment.
The following segment of Armed American Radio is being brought to you by Defender Coffee. When you drink Defender Coffee, you're making a donation to a gun rights organization of your choice that protects and defends your freedoms. Welcome back to the show. Right now, let's go to one of my favorite people on earth and one of my favorite new segments and my favorite person doing the favorite new segment, and it's Patricia Huff from Gun Broker. Patricia, welcome.
Thanks, Mark. How you doing?
I'm doing great. And I got to tell you, I'm getting a lot of feedback, and I've been sending you some emails. I've been getting a ton of email. People are loving the segment on these gear and these guns coming from Gun Broker and what we can see at GunGenius.com, right?
Yeah, we love to do it, too.
All right. Well, I'll tell you what. We're going to start off with side-by-side new shotguns. A lot of people in the field at this time of year, and we're going to start side-by-side new, then side-by-side used. Then we're going to go to over-under new and over-under used. And we're going to start off the same way we've done it before. We're going to go from number 5 down to number 1. You ready to get started?
Let's go.
The first one is the 5th on the list, and I got to tell you, it's a monster. This thing looks like something that the Terminator would carry. Now, I've never shot the gun, but I love it. It's the Charles Daly Triple Honcho. Tell us about it.
Yeah, so it's pretty unique because it's a triple barrel, you know, 18.5-inch barrel and a 27-inch overall length. So for me, this shotgun is really about home defense, and you can get it in 12-gauge and 410. And right now on gunbroker.com, you can buy it now from
$239. $239, and there's a number of them on there, and from $239 for that gun is amazing. Now, that's a start price, or that's a buy now?
So that's a buy it now price as of this morning.
Wow, no kidding. That's a huge deal. Gunbroker.com if you want to check out that triple honcho. Talk about a that's not something you'd want to face. I wouldn't want that thing looking at me.
No, I wouldn't want that either.
It almost looks like a Cyclops, but I absolutely love it. It's beautiful. Okay, next. Century JW 2000, the coach. What's up with this thing?
Yeah, so this is a 20-gauge shotgun, and it's a super high-quality gun, double barrel side-by-side, dual triggers, external rabbit ear hammers. And it's really a popular choice for people who love the traditional Old West side-by-side.
Mm-hmm.
The Century JW 2000 Coach features cowboy action and is a great choice for home defense or for a day at the shooting range.
You know, this gun reminds me, I was watching No Country for Old Men a couple nights ago, which is a great movie. And it reminds me of the side-by-side because this gun requires the hammers to be cocked to fire. And it just reminds me of the gun in the movie when he was being chased by the killer who was looking for the money, and he cocked back both of those hammers in the hotel room. And it was just, for me, it was reminiscent of that. But it's a very cool gun. Price-wise, where are we at?
Yeah, so right now they're starting at $175.
$175, gunbroker.com. Okay, we're continuing with side-by-side new. Number 3, the Stoeger Uplander. This is a pretty cool gun. They're all beautiful. Go ahead with this one.
Yeah, so the Uplander Field Shotgun is a timeless English design, but at a really affordable price. It has a receiver that's precision machined to exacting tolerances and holds up year after year. It comes in 12 and 20 gauge. Extractors are standard, and the tang-mounted safety automatically engages when the gun is broken open.
And this gun is great for skeet. And it's also great for hunting. So this gun is really universal, right? Price on this would be what?
Sure. They're starting around $250.
Again, gunbroker.com. That's number 3 on the list. Number 2 is a Stoeger Coach gun. Difference here.
Right. So the Coach Gun Supreme really makes a distinctive statement for cowboy action shooters. It's suitable for bird hunting, clay target shooting, or even home defense. It's primarily designed for cowboy action shooting, though. And as the name implies, it's a coach gun style shotgun, which is similar to the ones used to defend stage coaches in the Old West. Comes in 12 and 20 gauges.
These are powerful guns, particularly at close range. A great gun. The price on this would be what at Gun Broker right now?
So at gunbroker.com, they're starting at $175.
Don't blame me for the money you're spending when you're listening to this, because I want you to, here's what you can do if you want to see these. Just simply go over to gunbroker.com, get on the list. It's free. I'm getting tons and tons and tons of email from you across the country that are saying, hey, thank you for turning me on to this. You know what we're finding before we go to number 1, Patricia, is people are spending their free time, like at lunch and, you know, some relaxing time, downtime, when they're using the computer just for fun. they're perusing over the million plus auctions through GunBroker, and they're going crazy. And I've gotten emails, people yelling at me, thanks for that. Now I spent all my free time looking on GunBroker.com, and I think it's great. Let's go to number one. This is a classic here. CZ USA, Bob White.
Yeah, so the CZ USA Bob White is a favorite for quail, grouse, and pheasant hunters. The side-by-side design appeals to the traditional shooter. It has a double trigger and a straight grip Turkish walnut stock. You can really trace the shape back to the beginning of modern firearms.
Mm-hmm.
The straight grip stock is a perfect match for the dual triggers because it allows fast and easy transition and is really nice at handling and heavy brush.
It looks like a couple hundred-year-old design, doesn't it?
It does.
It's gorgeous.
It's,
I mean, this is something that you could put on the wall. You really could mount this. It has that classic look. It's beautiful. That was number one, side-by-side new. The price on this one?
At GunBroker.com, they're starting at $160.
All right, let's go to side-by-side used now. We're going to go to the Century JW 2000 Coach. We just covered that. Is there a difference in price, though?
No, so we already discussed it, and the prices I'm giving are on all guns, not necessarily new versus used, but there are great deals to be found on both new and used at GunBroker.com.
All right, let's go to the number four on the list. Is LC Smith Field gun. Now, I'm familiar with this gun. I've never handled the gun, but I've seen these things go for well up over $1,000. Am I wrong?
Yeah, they absolutely can.
Where are we starting here? 20 gauge?
Well, so you know, this is inexpensive American classic type of shotgun, and it comes in many variations. So you can find it for every type of hunter or shooter. Approximately 200,000 were produced from the early 1900s to the middle of the 20th century. So they're out there and you can find them.
Okay. So but there's going to be a range of prices here. Did we want to try to nail one down here?
Sure. So right now at GunBroker.com, they're starting at $249.
Bingo. There you go. And as we said, there's a lot of different variations of that gun. You go to GunBroker.com and you'll see what I'm talking about. Number three, we're going to find, again, not unusual, the Stoeger Coach gun. This time it's in a little bit different position. It's a number three in the use, but it's still right there in the middle. You want to tell us about that?
Yeah,
again?
So we already discussed it, but you know, you can find great deals, especially on some pre-loved guns. I mean, you can always find a good deal at GunBroker.com.
All right, let's try to knock these two out in the next 20 seconds so we can go to the next segment. Winchester 22 at number two and Winchester 24.
Yeah, so the 22, I'm kind of surprised to see on the list because it's pretty rare. It was only produced in 1975 in Spain. So while we don't have any for sale right now, if you have one to sell, there are buyers that are looking for them. And then the number one on the list, the Winchester 24, went into production in 1939, and the line continued until 1958. It was intended to compete with the Stevens 311 and Savage Fox Model B, and it's very affordable, reasonably successful in the marketplace, and you can find them in 12, 16, 20 gauges, with 12 gauge being the most common.
And that's number one at Gun Broker, and that was introduced in 1939 and then discontinued in 58, right?
In 58, that's right.
Wow, and they're all at GunBroker.com. Don't go away. When we come back, we're going to continue with the list. Back right after this. Hi, it's Mark Walters, your host of Armed American Radio. If your company sells only the highest quality products and you're looking for a way to reach these listeners, you're talking to the right guy. Armed American Radio has a package available to fit every budget, from startup to the seasoned advertiser looking for that perfect way to reach this massive audience on roughly 250 stations in the top markets in the nation. We're everywhere, and the show continues to explode across the country after 10 years. Together, we can help you reach a highly engaged and extremely knowledgeable audience. To hear your brand on this huge radio program for less than you ever thought possible, and to speak directly with me, reach out to CCW Broadcast Media LLC right away at mark@armedamericanradio.org, mark@armedamericanradio.org. And together, we'll bring your brand to Armed American Radio listeners and keep this powerful voice for gun rights on the airwaves. Again, to speak directly to me, reach out to me at mark@armedamericanradio.org. That's mark@armedamericanradio.org.
The finest safes in the world are made right here in the United States of America. At Vault Pro, made in the USA still means something. Don't be fooled by companies that sell cheap foreign-made safes. Owning a gun is one of our most sacred liberties, and with that liberty comes the responsibility to protect our guns with a secure safe. But we don't stop there. At Vault Pro, we also manufacture the highest quality vault doors, storm shelters, and safe rooms. Custom built at your request, we employ high-tech CAD safe and vault door design to protect what's important to you from theft, fire, or weather. When protecting your guns, valuables, and family, invest in the best safes on the market. Vault Pro. Visit online today at VaultProUSA.com. That's VaultProUSA.com. And check out our entire line from the finest handgun safes to modular safe rooms. Vault Pro has you protected. AAR listeners, you'll never know what you might see at VaultProUSA.com. Protect what's important to you with a Vault Pro safe. Vault Pro is a veteran-owned company, strong supporter of Armed American Radio, and the Second Amendment.
The Gun Box is the ultimate quick and accessible handgun safe, ideal for securing your firearm while not carrying on your person. Our cutting-edge technology and innovative safety features provide peace of mind while storing your handgun on a nightstand, desk, countertop, or anywhere you might need fast access. With the simple swipe of a finger, press of a custom key code, or the wave of an RFID card or fob, the Gun Box opens in seconds. Our modern design and sleek lines not only make it a great addition to any space, but is the perfect reason to bring your everyday carry gun out from hiding in the closet or the basement safe. Asking yourself, will my concealed carry weapon fit in the Gun Box? The answer is yes, as the Gun Box fits most full-size handguns with room to spare for extra magazines, a blade, and other items you carry for protection. The Gun Box was designed to be your go-to gun safe and is absolutely the best alternative for fast and reliable handgun storage. Visit us at thegunbox.com and use code AAR at checkout for 10% off any purchase of $259. Order your Gun Box today at thegunbox.com and use code AAR for 10% off.
We've all put ourselves in a potentially unsafe situation. Whether it's commuting at an odd hour, parking the car in that badly lit garage, or taking that nighttime run. So let's be real. We're not going to stop doing any of those things. The Taser Pulse Plus is here to help you approach every day with confidence and give you that backup if you ever need it. With an effective safety distance of up to 15 feet, delivering a 30-second cycle of muscular incapacitation, the Pulse Plus now has even more advanced safety features. It connects to the mobile safety app Noonlight to dispatch emergency services as soon as the Pulse Plus is triggered. No fumbling for the phone, no freezing up in fear. Pull the trigger and help is on the way. Protect yourself and your family with a leading brand in less lethal self-defense technology, Taser Self-Defense. Visit buy.taser.com and use the code AAR for 10% off the purchase of a consumer Taser device. That's buy.taser.com with the code AAR for 10% off.
Hey, welcome back. This segment of Armed American Radio is being brought to you by MyPillow.
Armed American Radio's MonsterCast continues in these Crossbreed Holster studios. We're talking with Patricia Huff from GunBroker.com. I love these new segments. I know you do, too. You email. Keep them coming. Tell me what you think. Mark@armedamericanradio.org, and I'll forward them over to Patricia as well. Number five on the list in this next category at GunBroker is over, under, shotguns we're talking about now, new. And we're going to start at number five and work our way to number one. Nothing surprising on this portion of the list for me at all. But number five is the CZ USA All-American. Go for it.
Yeah, so CZ actually describes this gun as an all-American precision instrument. It's CNC'd throughout and features drop-in replacement parts as well as many other adjustable features. The nice thing for me about the CZ USA All-American is the lower bore axis of the bottom barrel reduces the recoil when you're taking that second shot. So I really like that feature in the shotgun.
Do we have a starting price on this?
Yeah, so I saw it, buy it now at gunbroker.com for $373.
Wow, okay. Gunbroker.com, sign up. It's free. It's free, and you can peruse all of the auctions and find all of these guns. Next on the list, the Mossberg Silver Reserve 2.
Yeah, so this is a great value. The break-action shotgun, it's packed with features and really nice details that you typically see on a higher-end double-barrel gun. It has your choice of shell extractors or ejectors, corrosion-resistant chrome-lined chambers and barrels, tang-mounted safety with integrated barrel selector, dual-locking lugs to ensure solid lockup and long-term reliability. This really is a great value for the money.
Beretta 686 Silver Pigeon 1, another classic. This list is awesome here.
Yeah, so the Beretta 686 Silver Pigeon 1 has the most durable action on the market, and it also has the flexibility of the Beretta mobile choke system.
Mm-hmm.
It's well-designed, and it will last through generations of hunting seasons, right? It has the best-in-class 686 action, which is compact and low-profile, but it still remains extremely strong. And it's available in many gauges, 12, 20, 28, and 410. So you can really find whatever you're looking for in this shotgun.
And it's a Beretta. And as you said, it's timeless. You can pass this gun down for generations. It's absolutely gorgeous. Go see it at gunbroker.com. All right, number two, the Browning Synergy.
Yeah, so the Browning Synergy began as the most technologically advanced over and under shotgun available. The low-profile monolock hinge and innovative recoil really make it revolutionary. This gun particularly appeals to a younger generation of shooters because it looks more contemporary than say, an old-style side-by-side.
This one looks, it looks technologically advanced just from its appearance.
Right.
Is that a proper description?
Yeah, I would say that's absolutely correct.
Yeah, it's nice, but this gun doesn't come cheap either. This is a well-to-do gun, correct? What's this thing running?
Yeah, it is. So I saw a buy it now price at gunbroker.com for $1,379.
Wow. Okay, because which is a
really good value for this shotgun.
Yeah, it's about half because the MSRP on this thing, which generally we don't pay for, but the MSRP on this is close to $2,700. So,
that's right.
You know, this is, you know, again, gunbroker.com to check this stuff out if you're looking for this type of gun. It's absolutely gorgeous. And the Satori 725 came in at number one.
It did.
Also Browning.
That's right. So the Satori 725 is really the evolution of Browning's legendary B25 superposed, but now it has modern performance and advantages of a low-profile receiver. So the new 725 receiver is significantly lower than other Satori 12-gauge receivers, but the 725 shares the renowned durability
mm-hmm.
of generations of Satori over-unders.
They're beautiful.
And it is. And again, the same full-width hinge pin and tapered locking bolt design. Really, really great shotgun.
That was number one on the list. We're going to move. We've got about 4.5 minutes, so we're on perfect time here. Over underused, number five, Savage 24. No surprise to me at all to see this on the list.
Yeah, so the Savage Model 24 was actually introduced by Stevens Arms as the Model 22410 in 1938. During World War II, the United States Army Air Corps purchased about 15,000 of these to use as survival guns. And so the Savage Model 24 is an American-made over-under combination gun. So it's 22LR over, 410-gauge under, and you can find these right now at GunBroker starting at $149.99.
That's something to put in the safe, gunbroker.com, but I'm going to fight you for that one. I am going to look at that. I absolutely am. When this program is over today, I'm going to look for that. Winchester 101 is number four on the list. Also, no surprise here.
Yeah, so the styling and fast handling of this shotgun are absolutely legendary, and the 101 is super reliable. Today's model 101s are as great as the original Winchesters with the added benefits of modern manufacturing techniques. So again, this is another low-profile design, which provides exceptional handling performance.
And the reliability of a Winchester in this. The Winchester 101 is just gorgeous all the way around. Again, no shock here. Number three, Ruger Red Label.
Yeah, the Red Label is known for affordability, reliability, and handling. It was introduced in 1977 in 20 gauge and remained in production for over three decades. In 1979, Ruger began to offer the Red Label in 12 gauge and eventually a scaled down version in 28 gauge in 1994. The idea with this Ruger was to produce a quality U.S. made over under shotgun that would be on par with handmade European shotguns, and I believe that Ruger really succeeded in doing that.
They did, and it was discontinued in 2011. I think that's important to point out, but they're available at gunbroker.com. All right, let's move over now to, we won't spend too much time here, but I do want to ask a question. Browning Satori 725, we just talked about that. That's number two. Number one, let's spend the next minute talking about this, the Browning Satori. What's the difference between this and the 725? Can you tell us?
Yeah, sure. So the 725 is really a newer version of the original. So the original Satori lineup comes with many proven models and configurations for every hunter and shooter's needs. It's a very versatile shotgun, and you can find it no matter what you want to do, hunt, shoot, home defense even, whatever you need, you can find at the Browning Satori.
All right, the price, is there, what about a difference in the price between those two? Is there, I'm asking that off the cuff, I don't know.
Yeah, so the starting price of the Satori is around $350.
Wow.
And we saw, let me look back through my notes, we saw the 725, can't find it. That one's a lot higher. It's $1,929 is okay. What we saw on a buy it now price for the 725.
The buy it now price, and that's pretty much saying, hey, that is a reserve. That's what you want to buy it for. That's it right now. If you want it, this is what you're going to pay for. All right, now we've got about a minute left. Can we thank you, by the way, for going through this list? I've been looking forward to this all week. Can we tease now a new giveaway and say we're going to give something away in next weekend's program? Can we do that?
Yeah, let's do that.
Okay, so we're going to do another range bag. I'm going to throw another signed book in it, Grilling While Armed. I'm going to throw another Defender Coffee Rebel Roast in there for you. And guess what? Patricia, I don't even think you're aware of this yet, so I'm going to let this cat out on the bag live today on the radio. But Ernie Emerson, I believe, is going to throw in an Emerson knife in this bag.
Oh, that's great. We've been doing some charity auctions on that, too, so...
Yeah, this is quite the package here, because the Emerson knife average retails around anywhere from $199 to $259 in that range. I'll be talking with Ernie. I spoke with him yesterday, but that is on the table for this range bag. More information will follow at facebook.com/armedamericanradio. I'll tell you more about it on the daytime show tomorrow as well. But it's going to be up there. You know the routine. Put your name on the list. I'll show you how to do it on the Facebook page tomorrow, and we are off to the races. Patricia Huff, gunbroker.com. Thank you so much for being here, and thanks for this great information. It's a huge fan favorite already.
Thanks, Mark.
All right, we'll see you on the radio. We'll be back right after this.
I love a great success story, and Defender Coffee is one that I'm proud to bring to you. The crew at Defender Coffee understands our right to bear arms is under vicious attack as never before and donates 100% of profits to the Second Amendment rights organization of your choice. You heard that right. When you drink Defender Coffee, you're making a donation to a gun rights organization of your choice that protects and defends our freedoms. Get this. Visit DefenderCoffee.com today to enjoy great coffee and do your part to defend the Second.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at crossbreedholsters.com.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit crossbreedholsters.com today.
Hi, it's Mark Walters, your host of Armed American Radio. If your company sells only the highest quality products and you're looking for a way to reach these listeners, you're talking to the right guy. Armed American Radio has a package available to fit every budget, from startup to the seasoned advertiser looking for that perfect way to reach this massive audience on roughly 250 stations in the top markets in the nation. We're everywhere, and the show continues to explode across the country after 10 years. Together, we can help you reach a highly engaged and extremely knowledgeable audience. To hear your brand on this huge radio program for less than you ever thought possible, and to speak directly with me, reach out to CCW Broadcast Media LLC right away at mark@armedamericanradio.org, mark@armedamericanradio.org. And together, we'll bring your brand to Armed American Radio listeners and keep this powerful voice for gun rights on the airwaves. Again, to speak directly to me, reach out to me at mark@armedamericanradio.org. That's mark@armedamericanradio.org.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
AAR listeners, you have all helped build MyPillow into the amazing company that it is today. Now, Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO of MyPillow and my friend, wants to give back to you, my listeners. You can get deep discounts on all MyPillow products if you go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the new Radio Listener Specials. Look, I've been using MyPillows for about 3 years. That's how I met Mike. Now he wants to give you deep discounts on MyPillows, mattress toppers, bed sheets, and so much more. For example, the body pillow, regularly $89.99, but with the promo code AAR, it's only $29.99. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the new Radio Listener Specials and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the body pillow, for only $29.99. Enter the promo code AAR or call 800-978-9358 for these great radio specials.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Hi, it's Mike Gallagher. You're listening to Armed American Radio's Monster Broadcast. Now back to Mark Walters.
And now it's time for Armed American Radio's Personal Defense Network Pro Tip of the Week with Rob Pincus. Here we go. Rob, take it away, brother.
This is Rob Pincus on Armed American Radio's weekly Personal Defense Network Pro Tip. What we're going to talk about this week is something I don't usually get to do on the radio, and that's start from the very beginning, the very fundamentals of defensive shooting skill development, and take you right up through what I think are almost all of the vital skills that you should be developing in the way you should develop them. Now, the program that we run under my training company and with several other organizations that I've written the curriculum for is referred to as Intuitive Defensive Shooting. Now, when we talk about intuitive defensive shooting, it's important to understand that that shouldn't be intimidating. It's probably what you do quite often when you shoot in a way that works well with what your body does naturally. The distinction between intuitive defensive shooting and just shooting in a way that works well for you is the specific context of the defensive use of a firearm. And of course, that's the thing that we focus on as the paramount issue when it comes to skill development for shooting. If you carry a gun or if you stage a gun inside of your home or workplace for the defense of yourself or others, we can't just be satisfied with marksmanship skills or shooting skills in general. We really need to be developing contextually appropriate skills that we hope to be able to apply very efficiently when we need them the most. And that's why we distinguish between intuitive defensive shooting and other types of activities, particularly with a handgun. What I see most of the time when I look out at the range and I just see someone shooting casually, I see someone in an indoor range or an outdoor range, even in a lot of competitions, what I'll see from the average shooter is far too much relaxed posture, maybe a relaxed shooting position, and even a relaxed grip. Think about it. If you're trying to defend yourself or others from a lethal threat, the last thing you're going to do is be relaxing. So let's start from the very first thing that touches the gun. That's our hands. We're going to talk about the grip. It's important that you have a 360-degree grip and that grip is as high as possible on the firearm without interfering with the operation of the gun. Now, obviously, with a semi-automatic gun, that's going to mean not interfering with the movement of the hammer or the slide. With a revolver, it's going to mean not interfering with the cylinder or the hammer if the hammer is exposed. And it also means not interfering in a way where your fingers that wrap around the grip are going to be hitting a magazine release, for example, or where your support hand, when it's pressed against the gun, is hitting a magazine release and causing that magazine to come out. Naturally, that would be an interference with the proper operation of the gun. Another thing that I see, since the high thumb forward grip has become very, very popular in defensive shooting and training circles, I see people who ride the slide stop. If your thumbs or any part of your hand are on top of the slide stop and your gun is not locking open on an empty magazine, you're causing a malfunction. So when we say 360 degree grip as high as possible on the gun without interfering with the operation of the gun, we mean all aspects of a properly operating firearm. We want that gun to work predictably. That way you can respond appropriately to things like slide lock or to a click, which could represent a malfunction. Without having a good grip, you're not going to be able to maintain the gun's reliability or respond effectively efficiently when the gun isn't working properly. The next thing I want to talk about is an athletic, assertive stance. Number one common problem I see with people that are shooting, both, you know, online, when I see pictures and video, I see this also on the ranges, I see it when people show up to classes, is they're far too relaxed. They're standing upright. If your shoulders are stacked over your hips and your hips are basically over your heels, if you're standing upright, or if you have a staggered stance but your shoulders are directly over your hips, you're not in a position that is congruent with the defensive use of a firearm. If you get into a fight, if you're startled, if you're caught off guard, if you're worried about protecting yourself or someone else, the chances of you standing perfectly upright approach zero. You're going to be in a lowered center of gravity type position. Your knees are going to be bent and your hips are going to be bent. Your shoulders are very, very likely to be in front of your hips and even possibly in front of your knees. So if you think about someone who's in a crouch, an athletic position that sets the body up to move, that's the natural responsive position that we get into when it's time to defend ourselves. So it makes sense that if we're developing skills to be applied in that moment, we should also be in a lowered center of gravity. That's an athletic, assertive stance. And that stance is going to put you in a position not only to manage recoil, but also to align the gun very consistently, to recruit your shoulder and your back muscles, your neck muscles, to get that gun fully extended and aligned with your head. It's also going to make you a little bit stronger when it comes to inserting a magazine, racking the slide, clearing a malfunction, and just in general, controlling the gun when it's in your high compressed ready position. The high compressed ready position is the next thing I want to talk about. The high compressed ready position puts the gun directly in front of your torso, basically pointed perpendicular to your body. So it's pointed out in front of you. If you're looking to the front, it's going to be aligned with your eye line. Now, because of your wrist mobility, your hand shape and size, maybe your shoulders, maybe your body shape, it may not be perfectly 90 degrees offline from your body, but generally pointed out in front of you with the muzzle not pointed above your line of sight. That way, when you bring the gun up to your line of sight, you're bringing the muzzle up also. You're not porpoising the muzzle. In other words, pointing the muzzle up at the sky and then bringing it back down to your target. Think about it. If the gun comes out of the holster, because that's going to be one of our advanced defensive skills, bringing the gun from the holster to a shooting position, that muzzle will be coming up to your line of sight. We want to do the same thing from the high compressed ready. One really important part is the compression of that ready position. You want to have your forearms, the inside of your forearms, pressed up against your torso. You want to have your elbows at your side. With a lowered center of gravity, that's going to protect the gun. It's going to keep the gun in close. It's a very strong position, and it's also a non-threatening position. If a police officer were to come around the corner with you in that high compressed ready position, it's not very likely that they would think you were about to shoot. So anytime you're not actually in the extended shooting position, you want to have that gun pulled back in the high compressed ready position. Let's talk about the fully extended shooting position. It is fully extended. Now, that doesn't necessarily mean that your arms are going to be straight. Your elbows shouldn't be hyperextended, certainly, but you do want to get full extension. You want to get your arms as straight as you can behind the pistol. You want your head down inside the triangle that's formed by your arms and your shoulders. And with your shoulders forward over your hips, that means that your shoulders are actually going to be engaged. They're going to be active and strong to the front of your torso. They're really not even beside your body anymore. Your shoulders should be rolled forward. Your arms should be fully extended, and that gun should be placed in and parallel with your line of sight. If you do that with both eyes open, focused on the target, you're going to be performing unsighted fire at that point. If you touch the trigger and press the trigger, keep the gun relatively stable, relatively smooth, in parallel with your line of sight. That's the fundamental defensive shooting skill that we teach when it comes to rapid strings of fire, multiple round strings of fire at relatively close ranges with the body as the target. So if we're shooting to stop a threat, multiple rounds into the high center chest of the bad guy is most likely to stop that threat, and that is our recommended standard response. We do that unsighted because most people can. You drive the gun out, full extension, in parallel with your line of sight, a good 360-degree grip, a good athletic assertive stance, full extension with your shoulders engaged in the proper place in your line of sight. Press the trigger relatively smoothly without moving the gun with your hands or fingers otherwise, and you're going to see those shots at 9 to 15 feet cluster very nicely inside of the high center chest. All this is about being athletic. It's about working well with what your body does naturally. Remember, we started just by simply defining intuitive defensive shooting as working well with what the body does naturally. And now let's talk about sighted fire. The last piece that we're going to talk about today is sighted fire. When it comes time to use your sights, you've all seen that perfect picture in the magazines or online or in a book. Crisp front sight focus inside of the rear sight superimposed over the target. The only way that your brain and your eyes can work together to make that happen with physics, with light moving in a straight line, is to close an eye. So when you're doing intuitive sighted fire, you close an eye, you focus on that front sight, put it right inside the rear sight, superimpose it over the target, and then press the trigger without letting that sight picture deviate, without letting that change very much. Keep that front sight still inside the rear notch over the target. Those are the fundamentals of intuitive defensive shooting, and this has been your Personal Defense Network weekly pro tip on Armed American Radio. Learn more at personaldefensenetwork.com.
Thanks, Rob. Appreciate that very much. If you like what you're hearing on Armed American Radio's Personal Defense Network Pro Tip of the Week, please make sure to visit personaldefensenetwork.com/join for everything else that Rob Pincus and Personal Defense Network offer. Carry on, carry often, carry absolutely everywhere. Never leave your cave without your club. Back right after these messages for the...
You've just filled your prescription for freedom on Armed American Radio with Mark Walters, the loudest voice in America fighting for gun rights.